Ron Salutsky is a poet in FSU's creative writing program. Here's his Hiking at Bee Rock.
When I step beyond the fence, the moss on the trees facing me says, I move south, where I will find the waterfall in which she washed her hair when we were 19, and I didn't know a girl that young or that old would do such a thing. Her hair coiled like fern fronds down her back, the white shirt stuck to her back, the concave ridge of her spine falling to the part of her I did not know yet. The part, she said, was sewn back extra tight when the doctor put in a couple extra stitches, he told her, after she'd given birth to her first. She wants me to meet her, but how do you meet a toddler? Would I shake her tiny hand, all baby buttery and cold and smelling like spit? Is that what happens when you turn 20? You must desire not one, but two, not a wisp of the world, but a wedge, the girl and her mother. She's coming toward me, her neck craned a little forward. She's searching my eyes for approval. And the most beautiful thing I've ever seen has become the saddest. The jays talk shrill down the tulip poplars, and the water spills into the gray mouth of the limestone cave that yawns in the umber dusk. We walked single file up the path, a trough of trodden pine needles, and she was shivering and needed my shirt in nightfall's rising wind. And everyone who met her daughter and me looked at her and then me and then wondered if I was aware she wasn't mine.
Ron Salutsky's first book, Romeo Bones, came out last fall.